Welcome to Think Life. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Life podcast. My name is Chris Kalapoukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. It's episode 12, and today I want to talk a little bit more about time. So one of the interesting things about time that I've talked about in the past is that time is really the only thing that we just can't get more of. We have a certain amount of time in the world, and we can try to extend that time, we can shorten that time, there's lots of things we can do about it, but time is the thing. And the other thing about time is that time is one of those things that is a, what does somebody call it? They called it a consensual hallucination, where it's a consensual, we've all decided that time means the same thing. Right? Because time is just, it's just a concept. It's not a real thing. So when I think about 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, 1 p.m. on a Tuesday is not a real thing. 1 p.m. on a Tuesday is just what we've all decided, all of humanity have decided that 1 p.m. on a Tuesday is the exact same time in that particular time zone on that particular day. So days are kind of not really an illusion because we do have the sun going around the earth. But 24 hours days, I mean, who picked that? It doesn't have to be a 24-hour day. It could be a 100-hour day. It could be a 10-hour day. It doesn't really matter. The concept of hours, minutes, seconds, those don't exist. They're not real. They're just a agreed upon standard that we've all set out. Time is just a hallucination that we all share. We've all agreed that it's a non-real constant, right? It's something that we've all agreed to. So for some people can see outside of time, but for the rest of us, we have to see in time. And the reason why we have to see in time is because we have to deal with other people. I mean, that's what it is. It's a consensual illusion, right? Because if you were just a hermit off by yourself in a monastery or in a cabin somewhere or whatever, you wouldn't have to worry about time. You wouldn't have to think about, is it Tuesday at 1? Who knows if it's Tuesday at 1? We don't even know what day it is. We don't know what time it is. All we know is that it's either light out or it's twilight or it's dark, right? So the concept of a day is a real physical thing. But the hours in the day, the time zone of the day, the month, the actual date, none of that stuff means anything. But what it means something to is to other people. Because if you think about it, we could have 100 different time systems. Hundreds of different time systems. We already have multiple calendars, we have different time systems, there's so many things that we've all basically as a human race kind of standardized upon just because we don't want chaos. Because my Tuesday at 1 p.m. in the Pacific time zone is exactly the same as your Tuesday at 1 p.m. in the Pacific time zone. So that when we meet at that restaurant, we both know exactly when we're supposed to be there because my clock and your clock and his clock, all these clocks are set to simultaneous time. You know, I thought about that once when I was a teenager. I thought, isn't it weird? Now, think about this deeply for a second. Isn't it weird that if you went out and looked at everybody around you, we would all have our watches set to round the same time? Isn't that strange that we all share this illusion that time is the same when it's not? Anyways, I thought that was kind of strange. Like if you went around and asked people what time it is, they'd all set their clocks at the same time. I mean, would you have some weird guy setting it 4 hours later? Or maybe if he was from a different time zone. I'm just saying time is just, the concept of time itself is fake. It's not real. It's something we've all just come up with as a way to organize our lives and organize our connections with other people, right? Because if it wasn't for other people, like I said, if you were a hermit or a monk in a monastery somewhere in the middle of nowhere on your own, the only thing that would make any difference to you is day and night. You wouldn't know what time it is. You might see where the sun is generally in the sky to know if it's sunrise, sunset, midday, whatever. But you wouldn't be able to know kind of exactly what time. You wouldn't know it was 2:03 in the afternoon. Okay? Unless you had some way of telling that time. So the reason we've come up with this concept of time, the days, the months, the years, the minutes, the seconds, the hours, the reason why we've come up with all of these concepts of time was to interact with other people, because we could all come up with our own time. I could have a, why do we have a 24-hour base day? Why don't we have a 10 base day? So everybody could come up with their own concept of time. And then my Tuesday at 1 o'clock would be your, you know, noodle day at 17:50. Right? They could all mean different things, but they might be actually the same time. Who knows? So we came up with this time counting system, and we shared it with everybody, and we said, we're all going to, just to make life easy for all of us, we're going to use this same time counting system, and we're going to create time zones, and we're going to do a lot. It was all done a while back, long time ago. So nobody ever questions it anymore, because it works so well, right? If I'm going to say to you, I'm going to meet you there Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the Pacific time zone, you and I both know exactly what time that is, even though it's not real. So we've invented this whole concept of time for individuals to be able to work together. Okay, well, and machines too, right? So we know machines can do things at specific times. I still want an appointment reminder at 12:50 for my 1 o'clock meeting. So the machine also knows the time, and the machine can also tell the time. So the machine can tell time, and humans can tell time. And we've invented this timekeeping system so that humans can tell time with each other, and now machines and humans can tell time with each other, and everything is wonderful. Right? So we've invented this system to tell time. We know what time it is, what time it will be. And with technology, we know exactly how much time it'll take us to get from point A to point B. We know if we're at point A, we can just ask some technology, whether it's Siri or Google Maps or whatever, and say, hey, I need to get to this point by that time. We know exactly how long it's going to take because all of these algorithms have figured it out, have figured out exactly how much time it takes to get from point A to point B. They've already figured it out. They know it. So you can ask any one of these tools and they will tell you exactly how long it takes to get to point A to point B. So if that's the case, if everyone knows exactly how long it takes to get from point A to point B, and everyone knows why everyone is using this shared time span to understand what time it is, why are people still late? Why are you still late to that meeting? Why are you still late to that lunch? Why are you still late to anything? See, if you ask me, we invented time, the concept of time, so that we could all work with each other. And if you're late to a meeting with somebody, it basically says to that other person, I don't respect your time. Now, unforeseen things do happen. Of course, unforeseen things do happen because life has changed. Everything changes all the time, and unforeseen things happen, and it's entirely possible that you could be late for a very good reason. That's absolutely possible. But again, using technology, You can tell people that you're going to be late. You can give them a heads up that you're going to be late, and you can even explain why you're going to be late. Oh, the train is late, or I'm stuck in traffic, or whatever. But still, people continue to be late. So this is a long, drawn-out way of me saying to you, respect other people. Don't be late.